All right, is everybody out there ready for the birthday party?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Vagina. Titties. Labia. Ovaries.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast, episode 45. Today is Wednesday, June 14th. It is our 1 year anniversary. And welcome to our live birthday party!
Yay!
It has been a crazy year of up and downs. Nevertheless, we persisted. Unlike those Married Man show people.
Sweet burn.
They didn't persist. Here we are. Hashtag Hooters. Hashtag happy birthday to us. Hashtag shade.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Anyway, guys, how's it going?
Good.
It goes.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda, and apparently just predisposed to not start talking until you introduce yourself.
I know. What's funny is I think start recording this on the big laptop. I forgot. I'm in a totally different setup tonight. I'm on a different computer and everything, so I'm so thrown up. But
also, I'm Shandy.
Solid, guys. That was real good.
Just FYI.
Yeah, we did real good on that.
Yeah.
It was as good as our very first intro, Woo-hoo! Which we also screwed up.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe that was just how that was supposed to be.
Maybe. Yes. You know, my original intro was everybody rock your bralettes because we're turning a year old. But
I like it.
I like it. I actually almost wore a bralette, but I don't have any clean right now. So I'm not wearing a bralette, but I did get in the mail today on our last episode. I teased a shirt that I had ordered. Today is Flag Day. Oh. It came in the mail today. I think it's a size too big, so I'm going to have to probably take it back. I did not take off the price, but I wanted to wear it tonight. Hello.
Oh, cool. I like it.
That's amazing.
Meowica.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That is right.
So we have a good little party going on in the chat right now. JP is here in his birthday suit. Mandy's there. She just got a refill. So bottoms up, girl. Let's see. Greg is in his birthday suit, but not only my birthday suit. Ha ha ha. And Joanne says, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Aww, yeah.
I did a 6 mile walk / hike this evening, and I got back about 25 minutes before we had to record. And that's why I was literally trying to text you guys to arrange things from the shower. Because I have a big enough shower. I just stick it in the soap dish. Now it doesn't get, wet.
That's actually pretty amazing that you have enough shower space that you can do that.
I know.
I could not. It would be very treacherous for the phone.
Cedric is here. He says, meow. Or meow. No, I'm not here for that. But that's why my hair is up in this crazy contraption thingy going on.
I like your shirt, though. I miss mine. It's definitely lost, guys. I'm pretty heartbroken about it.
Boo.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't know where it is.
That's so sad.
Boo. I think it probably got left at the dance studio that I do cardio tap at.
Yeah.
And I've lost other things there before, and they never are there when I ask if there's a lost and found. So I would imagine that shirt is too cool. Someone probably picked it up and is wearing it.
Well, good.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is pretty cool. So somebody out there is wearing a tank top with our names on it.
Yeah, free advertising is how I'm.
Speaking of things that are sad and lost and found, Jay just walked in and our song. Where's our song? I wanted you to do a live rendition. You could still do it. I forgot to hit record, so. They can't hear you. But if you would like to, Jay just came home from a rowdy night with his dork friends at a bar. Nobody can hear you over there.
Pretty early for a rowdy night.
Well, you know.
That's true.
I don't know if I'd call that rowdy.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Broadcast!
We want our new song.
Oh, new song? Okay. New broadcast!
Literally the worst. There's got to be an I'm with hers in there somewhere. You're not.
I'm with hers. Yes, I am. I'm with hers. Yes, I am. I'm with hers. I'm with hers and I'm with hers. Broadcast.
We want an upbeat, fun summer song. Can you do a pop style, please? Last year we were rocking it, but this year we want to...
That was the pop song.
That was not a pop song.
Oh, whatever. That's what I got.
Well, we'll have to workshop it, but I think it's...
We're going to have to workshop it.
It's a good start.
Better producer.
What smells weird down here?
Not me. I just showered, and I didn't fart, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Broadcast, summer song, pop like.
How much did you have to drink?
Only like 3 beers. I'm not drunk.
Oh, did you have any good beers?
No.
Anyway, all right, now that we had that interruption, Amanda, you should start looking around all... Oh my God, can you imagine, like, if this was, like, some, like, serendipity kind of movie, you would find your broadcast shirt in a thrift shop, like, 10 years from now.
Oh my God. Oh, now I just kind of hope that happens.
It might.
Or, like, some random person, I, like, walk by someone on the street, and they're wearing it, and then they, like, become, like, my best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, that's my show. And they're like, you're on the broadcast? I love that show.
Or maybe they're like, oh, that's what this shirt is?
Yeah. I thought it was a Hillary thing.
I thought it was like, yeah, the broadcast.
Oh. But yeah.
Anyway, good Someday. Times on that. But anyway, so I was in the shower before, and I was trying to, like, arrange everything. And so... What I was doing was I was actually kind of outside of the water at the time because I was looking for things that could help my eczema on my eye because you see how it's getting kind of bad. Like, look at the difference between my two eyes, right? Like, this one's kind of smooth and this one's all, like, whatever. So the eczema's getting kind of acting up again. So I've been trying, like, different things, and I found, like, the pink Himalayan sea salt. It's like a scrub, and you can, like, you know, you rub it in your body. Like, and whether it's supposed to just, you know... stimulate the blood flow and, like, you know, it doesn't really, like, make you younger or anything. It's just, you know, supposed to, like, be kind of what's the word, like, exfoliation, but not exfoliation because you put it on your body. Anyway, regardless, even if it's just placebo, I am here to tell you that I love the crap out of it, and it, like, you feel so smooth and it smells good, so it's relaxing. And so even if it is placebo, it's, like, the best because it gives me 5 minutes where I just have to sit there in the shower and, like, oosah for a while. So that's my
recommendation. So wait, is it like a mask?
No.
So, like, you leave it on for a bit?
So, yeah. So it's supposed to be, you know, like a body exfoliation kind of thing. And like
a scrub, like a salt scrub.
Yeah. So I put it on, like, my cellulite and then my face. And I don't know, I just, it's very soft when you, like, take it off, like, your skin feels, like, soft. So again, even if it's just placebo and does nothing, I still find it very relaxing, and I find, like, that is a positive.
Well, nice. I would be careful, because that's how my allergies started, with what looked like eczema around my eyes.
Oh, no, I've had this for forever. So yes, the reason that I came to this was my insurance. I used the Protopic, and my new insurance. I haven't refilled this prescription in 5 years, and my doctor called in a prescription for me for it because it expired in 2013, and Blue Cross Blue Shield denied it as not medically necessary.
Ugh.
I know. And I was like, I'm not using it to like make meth or something. I'm using it to like rub on my body, but whatever. So then I had to seek other things. Oh, Jana's here. Happy birthday to Jana. Shout out.
Happy birthday.
Jana, my sister asked how old you were. She was off by about 20 years, 15 years. So she was shocked. She was like, I have to talk to her about what she did. And I should have been like, I think she uses pink Himalayan sea salt scrub. But
just, you know, I was just going to make a guess.
But it looks like Ed has made it as well. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. So guys, speaking of allergies,
yeah,
I now have a full list of things that I'm allergic to.
Boo.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
So what
do you
want
to play a fun game trying to hear Amanda pronounce them? Yeah. So I have them here. They're all chemicals, mostly found in various cosmetics. But it's everything from like cleaning products to whatever.
So what you're
which is what I thought originally.
Your allergies, huh? Your allergies are man-made.
It appears they are. Yes. Okay. So they are amidopamine, which is in cosmetics.
Isn't that made dopamine? Isn't that like made to help you sleep or something?
It's a chemical in your brain, dopamine. But this is amidopamine. Then there's benzocanaluum chloride.
Yep. That one sounds good.
Yeah. diazolidinylurea. Oh, this one's a doozy.
That one doesn't sound good.
Yeah, this one's going to be fun.
Oh, boy.
Ethylenediaminandihydrochloride.
Well, that just sounds fake.
Right? That's what I say. Nickel sulfite. That's an easy one. So I'm getting rid of a lot of costume jewelry. So we might have to have a broadcast tag sale.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, Amanda, speaking of, are you still knitting?
I'm crocheting, yes. Crocheting. I've never knit.
Whatever. I have two giant bins of yarn to send you.
Okay. Maybe give me a while because I already have giant bins of yarn in my house.
Okay. Because I have
and not the storage space for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so there's two. Wait, there's two more. There's two more.
Okay.
There's oxetol gallate. And then shellac, which is the one we knew about, the nail polish.
Yeah.
But I have a 150-page list of safe products to use.
Oh, okay. Safe products.
That's good.
Yeah. But
150-page list?
Yes. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. When we go on a bathroom break, I'll bring it. It's like this. I was printing it at work, and I was like, I was getting really I was like, nobody maybe I shouldn't do this. It's still going. It's
totally
still going.
Totally work-related.
Yeah. Totally work-related. But I had to make myself
Oh, no, sorry. I was just going to say, over in the chat, I think Ed might be hitting on you. Just saying. Just wanted to put that.
I hope you're not allergic to blue shirts, because blue looks good on Amanda.
That would be terrible, because I'm allergic to a lot of things now, apparently. I had to make myself a cheat sheet, because apparently these things also go by like a million other names. So this is my cheat sheet of all the other names these things go by. Because a lot of my products aren't on the 150-page list.
Oh, no.
So I need to, like, determine if I can still use them or if I have to get rid of them. So I might still be contaminating myself right now. It is unclear.
Fantastic.
But, yeah, more as the story develops, guys.
All right.
Awesome. So,
the trials and tribulations of my face.
Before we go any further, I forgot to thank the patrons last week at the end of the show. So I know I'm the worst. So thank you to Tack, Molly, and Eckhart. I'm the worst, but you'll get to this show. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Totally makes up for it.
Okay. So, so that's what I got. What's going on with you, Shandy Pants?
So I told you guys last time we recorded that I made a new friend.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't sure if we were like friend yet because I'd only hung out with her the once. I've seen her twice. And I think we're officially friends. I'm really excited.
So. Yay! So tell us everything about her. What does she do? What's her family like? Does she have any pets?
Was she the one on your Instagram this weekend?
Yes.
As I saw Tasia was there.
Tasia was there. Yeah, this is like, I feel like finally it's taken like 5.5 years, but I like finally have like found my people. Cause I had found like here and there my people, but disconnected. And a lot of times I would find people and then they would move. So that was another problem. But yeah, it's like everything's coming together and it's really exciting. So we went to a fun event at the little museum here in town on Friday, and that was great. We took probably my favorite little video in the entire world. So if you can follow me on Instagram and check that out, it's a dancing sandwich. And hung out with these ladies yesterday, actually, and had an extensive conversation about periods and like how we bleed, what we bleed on, and period sex and all this. So obviously, like, you guys knowing me, this is obviously like my people.
That's great. literally more than my people. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
that's where I am. I'm just like real happy.
Did you talk about applicators and what their thoughts are?
We didn't actually talk about applicators because I was mostly actually yesterday I was more like, you guys, I'm just bleeding into my underwear. Thanks. So anyway, also we're like all in the same cycle, turns out. So that's like a whole nother thing. But,
oh my god, you that's guys like are really cosmic friendship.
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah, I'll ask about applicators later. But you know, like they are. I feel like my new friend is probably pretty like environmentally conscious. So I'll see what her opinion is on applicators.
Nice.
Very cool. We had Zach's birthday party this past weekend. It was fun. There was a gazillion people here. Zach, my dad, and his friend Frankie all have poison ivy from the frisbee we think that got into the woods. He's got it all over his little face. So good times. But I'm trying to think. Okay, so yeah, we had a billion people here. Jana was here. And she was as beyond helpful as she always is. this is like the amazingness of Jana, right? So she got, you know, here early and she helped us like get set up or whatever, which you know, was super fun. And then at the, you know, we have all these little kids here, so everybody, I had cleaned all the windows in my house, and if you've seen my house, I have a lot of windows. And, like, all the kids were, like, touching it, the sliding glass door to open it or whatever. So the party's, like, winding down. And Jana goes under my sink and gets the spray and Windex and just, you know, starts rewashing the
window. Sounds about right. And I was like, can't say I'm shocked.
Literally the most amazing person in this house right now. But it was adorable. And I would have to say that the best part of it was I have some pictures I have to post that I haven't gotten a chance to do yet. But the best part was when everybody was singing happy birthday to him, his face just lit up with like this pure like joy, like these people are here for me. And it was just, it's so nice just to see it. Like, you know, it's adorable. And then, you know, the level of a parent to see your child that happy. It was a moment, guys.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. So
nice. Well, the comments are on fire.
Oh, boy.
Everyone wants to know about who from Zach's school was there, particularly one kid in general.
Oh, which Asian friend? None of them came.
What?
Isn't that funny?
That's kind of funny, but that's kind of a bummer.
I know. Yeah. There were no Asians, which I was kind of like, man, I hope I didn't like ruin it with the Asians of Primrose.
Yeah, seriously.
No.
But wait, so like did any kids from school come no kids?
Yes.
Asian or otherwise?
Yes. There were. This little boy Frankie came, and Frankie's mom used to live in Astoria right next to the beer gardens.
And oh, no way.
She told me some fun stories. She lived there in the 90s, I think she said. So a
bit before our time.
A good decade and a half before our time. And she told me some stories. She was like, yeah, you know, it's all Greek. It was all my people. And I lived next to the beer gardens. And it was great. They actually just moved here, I think, from Greece where his dad was stationed in the military or something. So that was really nice to get to talk to her. There was Arjun, his friend Arjun was here. And, you know, that's one of the kids that he, like, plays with all the time at school and talks about at home. So that was really nice that he was here. And This other little boy, Tiago, was here with his parents and his little baby sister. And then there were some other people that were – there were three other kids, I think, from his class that were supposed to come that didn't show up. Like they are had sent their regrets like the night before or the day of. Yeah. So because we were down three – I think there were supposed to be seven kids total. But, you know, whatever. It all worked out. My neighbor, the swinging neighbor, her kids came over. And thank God because I didn't invite them until the morning of, so I didn't have any goodie bags for them. So it was kind of a good thing that the kids didn't show up because I was like, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, this was totally planned.
My goodie bags were awesome. They were like off the hook. I mean, they were – if there's a party, put me in charge of the goodie bags because there is no goodie bag I can't make. Awesome. So I put the –
that also just makes you sound like such an adult to be like, oh yeah, I threw a kid's birthday party and we had goodie bags. Like that wasn't even a thought that crossed my head until you said it. Like, oh right. Okay. When you were a kid and you went to a birthday party, you got a goodie bag.
Well, I didn't remember them either until I think Jay's mom asked like a few days before. She's like, do you need help with goodie bags? And I was like,
yes, and the fact that I need to do them at all, yes.
No, not really. I had already kind of ordered. I had been on the lookout for things. It hadn't really registered, like, they're called goodie. I don't know. It was like, my whole mind was elsewhere. But, yeah, it was fun. So I put, because it was a fire truck theme, so I found these little package of three packs of fire truck crayons. What else? A bouncy ball because it was a sparkly bouncy ball and I really wanted to play with it. So, and there was enough. There was the exact amount in the pack as goodie bags I was going to make, so it worked.
Perfect.
And then what else did I do? I put little temporary tattoos that had like you know a fire hydrant or whatever. What else? Like the I'm forgetting a bunch. There was a bunch of stuff in there. I'm kind of forgetting, but the real thing that's like the it thing that all the parents that, you know, mentioned after they like emailed me thank yous was I got this giant, I'll have to have Jay to bring it down, fire hydrant sippy cup. I mean, it's like bigger than this.
Wow. And
like it's so this is like the base and then you have like the fire hydrant part. And I mean, Jana was there. She saw it. She could attest. They were pretty freaking awesome. So yeah, my goodie bags, the shit.
Well, now you've set the bar. Well, so now you're always going to have badass goodie bags.
Obviously, I mean, I made the care packages for my sister's bachelorette party, also off the chain.
Nice. I've never been to a bachelorette party where I've gotten a goodie bag. What gives with that?
You ain't never been to one that I put together, bitch. See, Jana said in the chat that they were very cool. They were very cool. So, yes, with my sister's for her bachelorette party, I got all – it was like a hangover kit. So I got like, oh, you nice. Know, the neon sunglasses, Advil, wine teeth thing and like wine wipes or whatever. I put like Epsom sea salt stuff for like a bath the next day. Like I just put all this, I don't know. And I put them in burlap sacks and I like decorated them. I make little goodie bag jars and stuff that I send to Jay's family in California every year. So
damn,
I know.
Look at you.
I know.
Adulting.
I really like doing that. I missed my calling. If only there was such a thing as like a professional goodie bag put together, I could open up an online business.
A party planner.
Well, no, I just want to make the goodie bags. I don't want to plan the party.
That's true.
So anyway.
If you go into business with someone, they can do that part and you can just do the goodie bag part.
Very true. Very true. So.
Although not for nothing. I'm sure there are companies that would do that because think of all the parents that probably hate doing that. And wouldn't mind throwing a few bucks at someone who's going to do a great job.
Hire me out.
Yeah, I think this is a market you can get in on.
Yes. Also, I'm just realizing now as I'm sitting here that I only shaved my right leg, not my left.
that's unfortunate. A thing.
I was going to go swimming at work tomorrow, at lunch tomorrow. I shaved like down there for like bathing suit purposes and my arms. And I guess I missed a leg. Oh, well.
We'll be all right. Well, you were texting while showering.
Yes. While soaking.
You were distracted.
It's always difficult when you bring your phone into the shower.
Yes.
It's a delicate balance.
Because doing this with the sea salt, bringing my phone in for the 5 minutes that it soaks, my phone is messed up. I mean, I have to take it in. It must have gotten moisture, damage.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that in case anybody from Apple is listening, but... all right, let's see. What does the chat have to say? Oh my goodness, the chat is on fire. Is this the broadcast pad? PAD, get it, pad?
Daniel, you're in the frame. You might want to move over a little.
Okay.
It's all right. It's a thing that's happening this episode. Dudes in frame.
We're broadcasting across the internet.
Across internet.
Wanted you to keep your dignity.
What is
what is
Mandy going to check out? Oh, the referral program too. Yes, Sharon, Sandy's period panties referral program. How is that going?
Amazing. As we speak, literally amazing.
But you had your period last week. Have you not had it for 10 days?
No, I had my period exactly a month ago.
That was a month ago?
That felt yesterday.
I feel like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. Time is timey-wimey.
Yeah. Crazy. Looks like JP is interested in using the referral program for panties. Oh, speaking of panties, we are going to do the fancy panty list this summer, so stay tuned.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Our summer homework.
It is
our reading list, if you will.
Absolutely going to happen. Yeah, right. All right. So let's get this birthday party show on the road, shall we? I mean, we've been on the road, but let's get to the nostalgia part, my favorite. Oh, Mandy said she'll pay me to do goodie bags. I'll do them.
See? I'm telling you, this is a whole untapped market.
One birthday party. Well, we know her one daughter just had her birthday at the beginning of May. So you got another one. Sign me up. I'll do it.
Yep.
Colleen, if I organized the kind of events that required goodie bags, I would totally pay you to do that too.
Every event requires goodie bags.
That's true. I think every event would be more fun as a goodie bag.
August 6th.
Think of an event. Would a goodie bag make it better?
Always.
Yeah, always. Mm. The answer is always going to be yes.
Yeah.
True. It's true.
All right, then, on that note, let's get to the sentimental part, because this is what I'm dying to do. All right, so everybody out there, I'm going to pose this question. What is your favorite memory or question or email or joke or topic or whatever that we've talked about? You can have more than one. For example... I still love the tequila joke that we had on episode 3. I think that's so much fun. The start of the broadcast players. What was that?
Yep.
And the headphones thing. That was so funny to me. Reading Jacob's dating disaster story in script form was hysterical.
Oh my god, you're picking all the ones I had in my head to say.
I'm sorry, then you go. I didn't want you to think I was just throwing homework at you and being like, all right, go, bitches. I'm not doing any.
Yeah, no, those were all my favorites. I love the broadcast players. I forgot about the tequila, but that was really good too. I don't know. I feel like I had a few other ones, but now my mind just went blank.
JP says the episode after the election, so much real emotion. That was my favorite episode too. It's not every day you cry on a podcast.
Right.
But yeah, that was very therapeutic, I think, in a way. But on funnier notes, I really fucking love the Trudeau reports.
Oh my god, yes, that was the other thing. That was it.
I think possibly my favorite moment, my favorite thing that has happened broadcast related since we've started last year is when Christy sent us handmade pussy hats.
Oh, mine's upstairs.
Girl, why are you in my head? I have my hey.
Man, I'm the worst. Mine's upstairs.
Oh,
I was making dinner and I was like, oh, here, let me take my ponytail down because I look like a cone head. Okay, there we go.
My other favorite moment, I loved the very first crossover episode that we did where Tim talked about the dead rabbit.
Oh God, I'm trying to forget about that one.
I literally like turned my chair around because I couldn't. I just couldn't. Yeah.
Just the whole
dead rabbit
episode. Like it just, it was so funny, and it came at such a time of like turmoil in my life that, you know, it was just a nice, it was a nice, you know, little escape. How funny that was. I also enjoy the episode where we talked about the, all the places that we've done it, like the weird places.
Not in a national park.
Like that whole thing is so funny to me. Mike is on. He said the Stitch Fix updates.
Right, those were a lot of fun.
And how much Tim made fun of us for the Stitch Fix updates, but then we like doubled down. I liked that dynamic.
I know.
Yep. I was going through hit back harder.
Exactly. Especially if it's Tim. I was going through Twitter trying to like remember and jog my memory, and on episode 26. Entitled Just the Tippler, which is a fucking fabulous,
a great episode.
Yes. All of the golden shower jokes.
I know.
I still stand by that. I kind of hated that.
That was what made it so funny, is because you balanced it out, so it never got out of control. That's why I love the So Complicated episode, just because that one joke that we just took at the whole episode, like, who knew that it could be so complicated?
That's true. We've had a lot of good, I think we're good at like long lead jokes that like just keeping the volley going. Yes, I feel like I think that's really kind of developed over time as like our relationships and our chemistry has developed.
I think
we've gotten really good at that. Although I did want to say, to go back to the post-election episode, I still haven't listened back to it. It's like I'm just still not ready.
Yeah.
But I think I do. That one has a really wonderful place in my heart because of how it came together. You know, I think I almost love that memory more, how we were all so upset and we all just kind of just came together and collectively decided to just do what we were, you know, just hop on and do this as a way.
Yeah, like we weren't going to record that week, I don't think.
We weren't.
Like,
we
kind of have to.
But
on Wednesday we couldn't. We were just like,
we pushed.
Yeah, but just finding like using each other to kind of cry on and working through our feelings that way. Well, I think that's what I love. Well, I'm still not ready to listen to what I actually said. I love the feeling of how it came to be.
The thing that gets me with that episode is that we all three had completely different. We came at it with completely different like perspectives and. Like, you know, Shandy was just wanted to grieve. I was trying to like work things out logically. Amanda, I think you were probably being actually like the middle ground, like you tend to be. So I think it was also nice. Like we, you know, each kind of also came at it from different angles too, which makes for a well-rounded show, I think. But speaking of long-term jokes, I was just going to say, going back to that real quick, that it's amazing that we can do that because we drink the whole episode.
Yes!
Right.
Oh, the drinking game. Good, yes.
Oh, my God.
I should have made one for this episode. I'm sorry, guys.
Next time. Oh, that's right.
All this allergy drama. I'm not in my full, full green.
I love that episode. Was it our 21st episode where we played the game? I played the game.
That was the 21st episode we did the drinking game. Because that just seemed appropriate.
Exactly. Yeah. And speaking of drinking, true confessions. I don't think I ever said this on the podcast. I think I told you guys. But our champagne brunch, I was so fucking hungover. Yeah. So I think I told everyone I was tired, which I was. But if you go back and watch that, like I was hurting. It was really rough. I did not mean for that to happen.
Well, you were hungover. It was
never
your time
to be hungover.
Well, the best nights are the ones where you don't mean for that to happen. But,
true. Remember the episode? So speaking of drinking, remember the episode where I just got accidentally shit faced and like totally changed, and Amanda was like, "Did you roofie yourself?
You just roofied yourself."
I cut that whole thing out. Maybe in the maybe in some of the clip episodes or lost moments, cutout moments or something, I will include that with a little intro. I mean, because it was so bad. I was talking about like crotch hair and like fire crotches. And
yeah, it was like that rooftop session with you and Jay. It was like that level.
Yeah. And I didn't even know what happened, which also brings us to the hot toddy incident.
Right. I forgot about the hot toddy incident.
Okay, so JP said, any episode where Shandy loses her shit and can't stop laughing, that would probably be Hey Siri, Come On. Oh, well, which we did.
Oh, my
do.
God. Oh, my God. if you do that again,
Oh, my God, that'd be so funny.
That was really good.
Said the first episode when Colleen talked about peeing when she coughed or sneezed. Good to know I'm not alone. Damn kids. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
I love that, too. I may or may not have looked down while I was walking tonight and been like, I look like Fergie. Okay, Amanda got the reference. Let's see what else. Broadcast players do sex and fiction award winners was a good one. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. When we did the sex and fiction, like the weird sex stories that were like the worst sex stories or something. Remember we read them?
What were some
right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't quite the broadcast players, but it kind of was. And I think Shandy, we tried to get you to be a member of the players, and you didn't really want to.
I really appreciate,
but you were a good sport, and I feel like you did. You won.
As best I could, but
what else? Ed says I love the short 2-hour episodes.
Well, and don't we all?
He says those are hard to find, Ed. we will have you all know that we are committed through the summer to help everybody catch up to not have 2-hour long episodes. They will be 90 minutes or less, probably less. So, just saying. Let's see what else.
Fritos. Why'd you have to bring up Fritos? Yeah, now I want Fritos.
I was going to get some chips, but I didn't have enough time. To be fair, I have other chips and pretzels. But I really wanted my version of Fritos, which is Doritos.
Next time.
Right now. Next time. We don't keep them here.
Somewhere Greg had also said the Cougar Party episode. That was fun. Too,
right.
Because it was fun to dress up.
JP was talking about the time we had the creepy mystery guest in the chat.
Which we think was John Olson, not Norton. What else? The episode where Shandy enlightened us about her sex movie festival.
That's true.
Right.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound like it's my personal sex movie festival, which I might not.
Well, don't set yourself short. You could do that someday.
I did get followed on Twitter by an adult filmmaker this year, so it's been a year.
That's right. So Matt says it was bad sex and fiction. He sent the link in.
Right.
I don't know if this is Jack or Jay on the chat, but picked a good time to check in talking about the sex movie festival. Jana says, I laugh so hard about Hey Siri, and I was just sitting at work alone in my office. I'm sure my coworkers were talking about me for it. That's what she said.
I think that's some of my favorite moments, actually, when I'm listening back to an episode and something we said makes me laugh again. Yeah. I think it's really hard to make yourself laugh after the fact sometimes, because you know the punchline and the fact that we still say some like really funny things off the cuff that make me laugh. I love that.
All the Will calls, especially the one where he was leaving I don't know if walk of shame is the right word, but when he was driving home from the date, right?
Postcoitus calls.
Oh my God, that's right. Jay's postcoitus call was hysterical. I think that the highest moment of the whole year for me was Joanne's email.
Right. Yes, which, I agree.
Had so much stuff that I had found to read up to follow up with that. There was this beautiful article that I had found on a woman that wrote about how her daughter realized when she was like a year and a half that she should have been born female and just really wanted like to wear a Cinderella dress or something. And like they, you know, it was her struggle too, because she was like I think she was like in a Christian Midwest town to help him transition to, I don't know. I don't remember. I read it like 2 months ago at this point. So of course I'm clearly a little sketchy on the details because my memory's not that great, but, cause there were no dates involved in it. But, I did want to read that at some point, and then opportunity never presented itself. So maybe at some point we'll get back to that. But that was probably the most meaningful email that I think that we had ever gotten.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that really meant a lot to to be reminded that we've kind of created a space where people feel comfortable. And I think that's unfortunately rare. And I'm really thankful that we've been able to create it for ourselves and then for other people as well. I think that just, that, put such a smile on my face.
Yeah. Mike, sorry. Maybe I shouldn't transition to naked beauty.
Oh, Shandy, I see your mouth moving. You're
muted. I muted myself to pour myself a beer.
That's what I figured. Then I was like, she did it to herself.
I did it to myself.
Did she stub her toe? Is she cursing? Like, what is going on? Oh, my God. I stubbed my toe this morning and half of the day, I swear to God, I thought I broke my toe.
Oh, no.
It's okay now. I don't think it's broken, but it hurt real bad.
I'm sorry.
Well, toes kind of suck because there's like nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah. Well, it was a toe I already broke. So I was like, I could have broken it again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so I'm like, there's no way.
Oh. I was just going to say, though, I'm like continually amazed by the kind of feedback that we get, the emails and calls and stuff. It's
absolutely
pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. My favorite, I think, series of emails were all the first time ones that we got, because they, you know, it went on for several weeks and each one was so freaking good that I loved every time that we would open the email and there would be another one. I was like, oh my God, this is the best. So naked beauty pageant. Mike's. Did we talk about a naked beauty pageant? I totally.
Will was. It was in one of Will's voicemails that he randomly asked to judge a naked beauty pageant.
That's right.
And I can't remember if we actually got more details of what that entailed.
We did. We did get more details, but now I can't remember them.
Yeah, I can't remember them either.
Oh, apologies to Will. Maybe that'll make the clip show. Stay tuned. JP says it's like the episode of Full House where they try to make Michelle remember who she was through episode flashbacks. My favorite memory was because she fell off the horse and got amnesia. And then Matt says my favorite memory was when you guys discussed the health benefits of alcohol. Oh wait.
Well done.
Naked Beauty Pageant was the 12-incher. Oh, that's right, the 12-incher, which led to Nick sending us that horrifying picture.
Right, which I still occasionally have nightmares about.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something totally different.
Or, you know, they're very confusing dreams. A little scary, a little erotic. They're just very confusing.
Oh, my God. It's too funny. Let's see. Should we get to some facey bag?
Oh, I suppose.
Actually, while we're here, let's split this up. Let's do some of these sentimental emails, then we can go back to the facey back. So we'll do one through four, or maybe one through three.
Okay.
We'll see. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, look, my name is next to number one.
Yours is next to number one.
Fantastic.
Woohoo.
Okay. So this is an email from Matt. It's not all my fault why I was so behind. I own a dog daycare business and had to train a bunch of new employees, so my ability to listen to podcasts was severely limited. Fine, we won't hold it against you. A couple didn't work out in spectacular fashion, so I had to do the whole hiring process over again. Oof, woof, that's rough.
Well, that sounds like a story that we need to hear.
Right, feel free to extrapolate on that. That sounds fun. I'll always be loyal to you guys. Oh. I have listened to every word you've said, and I will continue to do so, LOL. Only one more episode, and I'm all caught up. Here's some feedback on my listening progress. Broadcast notes. Note to self. Don't listen to the broadcast with windows open in your car. Just parked as I did. An elderly couple walked by just as Shandy said the words, you're only going to sit there with come on your ass for so long. You're only going to sit there with come on your ass for so long. So, I was like, that doesn't really sound like something she would say.
Typo and it stays.
No, it's not a typo. It's I can't.
No, I know. I know.
Ruh, ruh. You're only going to sit there with come on your ass for so long. I would have been it would have been awkward enough if I didn't let out a hearty laugh when she said it. 99% sure they heard.
Well, now you said that sentence three times, so plenty of time for somebody else to overhear it.
Right. I have a story regarding what is better, walking in on your parents or having them walk in on you. I am one of the unlucky ones who have had both happen. Woo-hoo-hoo. While walking in on my parents was awful. It helped me stay out of trouble. My mom walked in on me going to town on my high school girlfriend's tits.
No.
I got a version of a please be mindful of who is home and please be careful talk. Whereas my sister's boyfriend got thrown out of the house, Jazzy Jeff style, when they were caught in the act.
Oh, boy.
Tidy whitey number is an underwhelming 4. No hate. I believe mine is somewhere around there, too. So the party in Raleigh sounded like a blast. If I didn't have a business, a family, and live in Brooklyn, I would so have loved to crash the party. Well, Brooklyn is not that far. I'm just saying.
Next year. Make some arrangements.
Next year.
I'll be there.
Yeah. See? Look. Whole gang. Whole band.
That Patreon money is helping Shandy.
Yep.
True good story. Deal.
Quite literally.
Yeah. I got the episode today where Siri called Colleen's mom. That was good too. Just now my daughter was holding my phone demanding cookies, so Siri looked up cookies for her. Screenshot attached. But not in the outline, so just take our word for it. Thought this was even funnier considering Zach's candy demands. One more thing. I have a running count on how many times Colleen has said fuck you to me. Twice on the tribe for saying negative comments about old man Joe, and now once for the broadcast. I'll take it as a term of endearment. Heart.
Fuck you.
P.S. I had a dream recently that Amanda won the lottery and quit the broadcast. Get your butt to the nearest Brooklyn bodega and get yourself a ticket, but please don't quit the podcast. Never been much of a psychic, but I want to know if someone had a dream that won money. First of all, never quitting the broadcast. And second of all, man, that'd be sweet to win the lottery. I got a crap ton of vet bills to pay.
Use that money.
Seriously. Well, actually, you have a crap ton of vet bills, and Matt owns a doggy daycare business. Or a daycare business? Is it doggy? Is it what?
Doggy.
A dog, darn.
It seems dog.
It's doggy stuff.
Do you walk cats that are the size of a dog?
I don't know.
Could you do that?
Doggy style. He doesn't
like the leash, though. We did try the leash on Captain. He is not a fan.
I don't think most cats are, but yes, doggy style. Yeah. That's how you sit there with come on your ass for so long.
That's true.
Ba-dum-cha.
Is the title of this going to be doggy style? No, I'm sure it'll be something about our birthday. But
yes, probably something about our birthday.
The runner-up.
We'll
subtitle.
See. Yes. Everyone start writing down titles in the chat. You can throw some. Oh, hello. You're in perfect timing. Mama one, please. it's on the counter. Thank you. And a little more ice, too. Thank you. All right. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Throw some ideas out in the chat as we get through this, because normally I write them down and I haven't been. So maybe we'll pick the best one.
Like that.
All right. Well, Christy also wrote us in an email wishing us a happy anniversary. And she says, ladies, big congrats on a wonderful year of amazing, funny, heartfelt shows. I'm constantly blown away by how insightful and caring you all are while still maintaining your authentic, goofy, funny, open and sharing selves. That you're able to make us all feel like, hey, I could totally hang out with these ladies. They get me is a gift. So to the broadcasters 3, may you feel the love and acceptance from all those you give it to for many, many years to come. Also, may you all get anniversary sex. LOL, you deserve it.
Yes, there's the episode title, great. Anniversary Sex.
Anniversary sex.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good email.
Thank you.
But yeah, I totally agree. I think that's one of the things, but like, it's my favorite part of doing all this, the like it's a beautiful place to share. And I love how open our listeners are too. It's, I think we can be so
amazing
because all, you know, everyone that writes in is so open. So it's hard to hold yourself back when, you know, we're getting such honest and open emails.
Yes. Yeah.
And Amanda's brother listens and she does that. That's pretty awesome. My mom asked.
That's true.
My mom recently asked me if she could listen to the show and I was like, nope. That's a hard
one. My mom did like the YouTube link that you posted, Shandy. So it's possible she's watching. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mama G.
That's true.
Just in case.
Hi, Amanda's mom. Yeah.
I'll see you on Friday.
Hope to meet you one day.
Yeah. She would love that. Yeah. She would love that.
Awesome. I would. I love people's parents. I'm like really good with parents. You wouldn't think it with all the like crazy sex talk, but I can calm down and play nice like the rest of them.
Well, exactly. You're a multifaceted broad. You don't just have one speed or one lane. You know, you diversify.
Yes.
So it says I'm supposed to read the next email, but Colleen, do you want to read it? I feel like you haven't read anything in a while.
I'm going to read Mike's, and Mike's is about 107 pages long.
Okay, and I'll just read this one. I'll read this this happy birthday email from Greg, because I don't want to read the 100 million page one.
Okay.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen, my favorite broads. Happy birthday to your wonderful podcast. I just wanted to write in to celebrate this greatness. My past year has had more laughs because of you three. Aw. Even when I'm behind on my podcast, I can always find myself listening to the new episode of the broadcast as soon as possible. I also wanted to thank you for your feedback and advice on my online dating profile a while back. I have been kind of down lately, so I've not been really pursuing a date at the moment. But I know when I am ready, I will have an improved and stronger profile thanks to you. Oh, well, yes, I hope you get back in the saddle soon. From squatty potties to the friend zone to the almost cougars to all the other good times. It's been a pleasure listening to you ladies each week. I can't wait to see what the future brings for the broadcast. Here's to many more. Greg.
Aww.
Aww. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
I forgot really... we did the dating profile. That was part of that So Complicated episode, right? Man, that
was... It was over a couple of episodes.
Yeah. We had it was a few-parter.
Yeah, but that was when you had your tips for a better episode, right? I loved that.
I did.
You had your tips.
I did. I did. Well, and I hope they were of use. And yeah, I keep us sending send us updates.
Yes.
It's like all this stuff. It's like I love getting the updates and hearing where people have landed.
I know. Speaking of updates, I think we have another email update. Hope if we get to it, which we should. All right. So Michael's walk down broadcast memory lane. So I'm going to skip around a little bit because some of these I'm totally stealing for the clip show. But here's my notes for the first 18 episodes. I'm currently on episode 21. I think he's way past that now at this point, but let's see.
Yeah, he sent this in a while ago.
Yeah, this was a week or two. But...
Which I will say, Michael, thank you very much because this is exactly what I meant to do and still haven't finished episode one. So,
yeah. This was so helpful.
Yes. Just really love also what he goes, I'm currently on episode 21 of the re-listen, but these are the pre-Trump apps. And I do think that there's a difference. There's the PT and the AT.
Yep.
They were happier times minus the poop.
I think poop the poop was their defining theme.
Yeah.
We talk so much about poop. I'm okay with letting that go. I'm really happy about the squatty potty. But yeah, I don't need to talk about poop so much anymore.
Yeah, we kind of.
Yeah, we're mature, a year older.
Yeah, we kind of finished just that conversation.
We're on to menstruation.
Yes.
Yeah. Graduated. Oh, is it the three P's?
We started with pee. Right. Yes, it is the three P's. We started with calling pee in your pants, then we talked a lot about pooping, and now we're on to menstruation.
Yes.
Wow, we just moved to the trilogy. Look at that.
All right.
What is next?
Episode one, Colleen pees herself a lot. And then the having a kid talk. That's right. Talked about that. Episode two, the squatty potty begins, a weird British guy voicemail.
I don't remember that one at all.
Was I supposed to read that out loud?
Too late. It's on the internet. Can't take it back.
He did say, okay, Jana wants to know, do we have a count on how many squatty potties were purchased due to the broadcast now defunct Married Man shows. I know I got the travel one since my bathroom is tiny. I think a lot.
Oh my God, you guys, side note. Yeah. Like a couple of weeks ago, one of my students mentioned the Squatty Potty in class. I can't remember if I told you this. And I he started out by talking about the commercial and I like gave away way too much about how I knew exactly what he was talking about. And then he was talking about the Squatty Potty like more. And I just like wasn't usually, I'll just like not really react, but I was like participating in the conversation because I was kind of excited. And then he was talking about the travel one. And that's when I was like, dude, this guy is like, he has Squatty Potties in his house. Like, he's totally sold on it. And I was like,
yeah, one. That's more than one.
I was so excited about like, yeah, they have the, like, you can take it with you on vacation. And then I was like, shit, I just totally showed my hand that I'm a weirdo Squatty Potty.
No, everybody poops, Shandy. Which I'm pretty sure we talked about that too, everybody. I mean, Mike said that the poop era was a long listen. And Tayshia has a Squatty Potty as well.
Yeah.
Tim also has a Squatty Potty. I will have listeners know I've been to his house and I got really excited when I saw it.
All right. Episode 3, Kyle mentions the friend zone at the hour 8 minute mark. So the friend zone, I guess, started earlier than that. Episode 4. But it must have just been mentioned. It must not have been talked about. Theme song's official. Colleen is friend zoning again. John returns about flirting. Oh, was that a John email about flirting?
I think so.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's different.
I feel like there was a few.
I know
there was one. He sent one. That was like how to flirt or something. You know, obviously I'm generalizing, but.
Yes. Let's see. Episode 5 was poly relationships, gender-specific parenting. Oh my God, that whole debate we had over gender-specific parenting.
Yes. That was actually a really good conversation. I feel like we really like covered some ground in that episode.
I know, that's the first time I think that we actually really got into it, though, on a debate or something like that.
Because I think it was the first time that we had had differing opinions, and they weren't even that different, I think, at the end of the day, but I think they were different enough that, like, we just kept going around in circles, and we weren't used to disagreeing at that point.
And
we wanted to know, navigate it yet. We were still trying to figure out.
We recorded
because we converse. How do we disagree?
Just to remind the listeners, Amanda and I didn't know each other before, and like we were in that chat together, like. A hot minute before we actually recorded our first episode. So it's not like that was our first face-to-face was the first time we recorded, right?
Right.
Maybe
that chat had been going on for a week, before we recorded.
It had been on and off for about a month. Cause I asked you guys sometime.
God damn you and your dates.
I asked you guys sometime.
It was like 48 hours, right?
No. I asked you guys several weeks, a month and a half out. We just didn't get around and, you know, do the introductions. We just didn't really get around to talking and planning and all that until a little bit later.
Right.
But don't forget that episode 5, we recorded in the middle of the day. So it was like the first one where we weren't even drinking for it. So everybody was like, you know,
I
had to go to Comic-Con or something. We recorded on Sunday, and Zach was with me because Jay was napping or whatever. Episode 6, Colm meets Stephen Moffat. Shandy's kitten falls in pee.
Oh, right.
That was so funny.
I forgot about that.
Weird guy calls about age of consent laws. I forgot about the age of consent laws email or phone call.
I feel like that happened a lot sooner. I didn't realize that happened then.
Oh, that was really early on. Episode 7 had the sink pisser revelation. Open door pooping feedback. That would be
worst topic ever.
Wasn't there an episode where I accidentally called Lori in the middle of the night?
That was really funny too.
Boob itching. Colleen still thinks that Trump is trolling everyone in a Clinton plant. I still think he started out like that. You can't convince me otherwise. He was just like, you know, it came from whatever, like the blob that just, you know, I don't even know what the right comparison is, but you know, like he was like a tulfer, right? Is that the word, a tulfer, where you create like the spirit entity so you can control it, and then it like takes on a mind of its own, a life force of its own, and then you can't control it, and it ends up taking over.
What?
I have no idea.
All the MU fans in the chat are going to.
At first, I was like a Patronus,
a topper,
more like a Dementor.
Topper. A topper. I don't know. Every MU fan in the chat's gonna correct me right now. But yes,
every what fan?
Mysterious Universe.
I have a bunch of those sitting in my podcast queue, and I have just now gotten to them.
It's a great show. Let's see. Episode 8 is Astoria Summer Memories. Kyle buys an effing squatty potty for Shandy. So much talk. Song lyrics. Poison Ivy Veg. Good talk on finding the right person. Oh, that's right.
Oh, that was a good conversation.
Yes, but I love the song lyrics one that we did.
That's true. I had forgotten about that. That was
a bit bloated conversation, but it was so much fun. Episode 9, Squatty Potty Update. Ugh, no. Amanda marries people. Shandy announces she's running Big Sur. Turkish toilet day discussion goes down the poop path again. Maggie and the Travel Squatty Potty. Mike wrote the email starting the Great Friend Zone debate.
Oh my God.
Thanks for that.
In which Kyle is very wrong and Sad Sack Dude's back Fuck you up, your stupid ass, Mike. Episode 10, I was not wrong. And everyone that backed me up was right. The friend zone heats up. Get an explanation of the shocker. Oh, remember when I called it 2 in the stink, 1 in the pink? Or remember when I did that? Yeah, I messed it up?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Strike that, reverse it.
Yeah. When Harry met Sally reenactment, Colt thinks all dudes want to bang their female friends. Great discussion about friendships and sex off Colt's email. Serial monogamous talk. John telling the friend zone emailer, me, how the world of relationships work. Shandy falls in love with Nick's accent.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yes. The next one, and I'm gonna stop here after this for right now and just skim. But other great highlights include me teaching you what a chicken head was.
Right. Oh, that's when we came up with the idea for the champagne brunch.
Yes.
Which was still a great idea.
Spark Chaser versus Long Burner. Will does the naked beauty pageant. And that was the women wearing headphones one. Frito addict eating on Mike in episode 12. Kyle loves injecting poop. We get a Shandy squatty potty update about her poop vacation. Feminism in a box makes you a feminist. Great age gap talk. The great gin vodka debate. Will watches a 30-year-old Oprah episode and wants to know if the ladies dress to impress the opposite sex. Chris writes in about losing a F versus B.
Friends with benefits.
Oh, friends with benefits. And depression and how it's nice to look into how to deal with depression. Oh, that's
spoiler alert.
Talked about that.
There might be an update on that.
There actually might be. Not everyone finds someone. Amanda has an excellent point. Blah, blah, blah. Online dating tips.
That's nice to know. Sometimes I have good points. Not often, but sometimes.
This means. Episode 13, Kyle sucking her own dick for the ladies. What does that even mean?
You were like bending over to get something off your shirt, and you were doing it in such a way that you looked like you were trying to give to pleasure yourself.
I totally forgot about
orally.
That. Kyle still sides with Sad Sack Dude Bros, i.e. the Married Man Show guys, and she's wrong. Basket weave lessons. Oh, I forgot about the basket weave lessons.
Yeah.
Two of the broads bless Barts in their spouses' faces.
Oh, I told that story on the broadcast?
Apparently, we both did.
I think that's what got the conversation started. Or maybe it was an email.
Hey,
it's unclear.
We got a naked beauty pageant follow-up from Will. So we did get a follow-up.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Stitch
must have been the day my evil twin showed up to record. I don't remember any of that.
Skipping over to episode 15. Quote unquote, he's never going to get elected. Kyle talking about Trump admitting sexual assault and a deep dive talking about how every woman has met a Trump.
Yeah.
What's TMI on the internet?
No such thing.
I know. There's so much. Yeah. So anyway, at the risk of having this tulpa, it's a tulpa. Okay. Yes. See, I was right. Tengu, tulpa. You see, everybody.
I still have zero ideas what you're talking about.
Well,
same.
So thank you, Mike, for all of that. Oh, episode 17, Ass Eating Horror Stories email. There we go. There we go.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, right.
So thank you guys for all the great memories. If you want to keep throwing them at the chat, we'll read them as they come in. But for right now, let's bring some Facey back.
Yeah.
All right. Face back from hard emails. Amy said, hard emails. That's what she said.
I love it. That's what she said joke.
Matt S. said, just started this one today. Got current. Matt T. said, so what would spam emails be in this analogy? Okay, so what would spam emails be in this analogy? Hard emails. What was spam emails?
I feel like that would be like a really like a bad pickup.
I don't know. There's a poop joke in here somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, hey, are you an angel? Like, did you fall from heaven or, you know?
Spam emails. Well, yeah. Hard emails. So what would spam? I don't know. We'll have to.
JP says implants.
Implants.
Tertiary nipples. No, but those are just extra fun ones. But I mean, not extra fun, but just fun extra ones. There we go. It's right. A word order thing. I know a couple of people with tertiary and what's the term for fourth nipples?
Quaternary.
And which is
quaternary. Yeah. What's where? That? Can I ask? Where so, they are?
So your nipples are here, right?
Right.
And apparently, there's like your milk ducts go down. So if you have extra nipples, they're going to be on that line. So like the people I know, they're like here.
So like cats or dogs. Yeah. Like
exactly.
Animals.
Yes.
I wonder if there's any correlation with if you're like more genetically prone to like twins or multiples if you have extra.
Nah, because if you're genetically prone to that, it just means.
Well, but if you think about it, why do cats and dogs have extra nipples? Because they have more babies at one time.
Well, I think everyone has the possibility to have them. It's just whether or not it shows up.
Right.
I guess. Because I just know that when you release multiple eggs at once, that's how you get.
Right.
Well, that's how you get fraternal twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, some people are more genetically predisposed
to
twins. Like if there's twins in your family, there's a better chance that you will.
Fraternal. Identical is completely random.
No, that's in families.
Right.
Identical twins are random.
No. That runs in my family, actually.
Really? Fraternal twins, I thought, ran in families.
No. I mean, maybe they also...
I just thought it was twins in general. I didn't realize that there was a difference. I mean, I know there's, like, genetically a difference as to how those twins come to be in existence, but...
Yes.
Yeah, I just thought it was a genetic predisposition across the board.
Cedric just said that nipples can actually be anywhere in the body.
And I'm not...
taking the sexy out of the nipple.
Yeah.
And I'm not disagreeing with him because I don't actually like know, but I'm just saying that whole like milk duct thing, one of my friends who has four nipples is the one who explained that to me. So I'm going to take her word for that. And maybe it's just like more common that if you do have extra nipples, they're going to be somewhere there. The other dude that I know who has an extra nipple, it's like also in that same sort of spot. So just saying. But,
often mistaken.
I mean, it makes sense.
Third nipples are diagnosed in humans at a rate of approximately 1 in 18 people.
Yeah, it's like way more common than you'd think.
That is definitely a statistic that I did not see coming. But I'm looking at pictures and I see, it does kind of look mole-ish. Interesting. Everybody go to Google. It's called a supernumerary nipple.
Ah, sure.
Doesn't Chandler and Friends have third nipple?
Yes, he does.
That's character, yeah.
All right.
Do we ever find out where?
I think so. Mark Wahlberg has an extra nipple. Apparently, Cedric has a friend with his extra nipple on his side. Interesting.
Hmm.
Ed says, do you give equal time to all three nipples?
I assume you're probably more sensitive in the two main ones. Probably. But I don't know. I'll ask my four-nippled friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is everybody, a human, not a cat.
Yes. Introduce yourself to 19 people. One of them statistically has an extra nipple. And then ask them. Okay, sorry. Dennis says, I was born on a Friday the 13th. Anyone else other than Zach? Not me. I'm an eighth.
I'm sure what day of the week I was born.
I think I was born on a Wednesday. I feel like I looked it up once because I was curious.
Yeah. I was born on a Friday, which I looked up when I was a kid too. And I was like, Friday, that's awesome. But 24th, so.
All right, other stuff. Brandon said, Colleen, I'd like to clear up that I was not criticizing your calling out during the Leftovers live show. It wasn't really that bad. And I could actually hear and understand what you were saying, so it was more fun than in other instances. Other instances I won't call out of live shows, which I called out in the chat of what he was probably referring to. Also, that makes it even more embarrassing that everybody could hear my drunken rambling about whatever it was, because I've still not listened to that, because that was kind of like a low point for me. I started the weekend high talking about conspiracy theories with my booze. And then all my bays. And then I ended it low, on a low, getting.
You went high and then.
And then low.
I was trying to work that out, but that's not going to work. Anyway.
Ethan said, I enjoyed the live leftovers as witnessed by my overly mildly inebriated use of the YouTube chat. Hey, you and me both, dude. My call out was a reaction to I thought I heard somebody. Anyway, yeah, so all this stuff is basically telling me it wasn't that bad. I hope that you're telling Jay, who's listening right now, that it wasn't that bad, because it's still a point of contention. I think it's something that's never going to quite go away. It's never going to quite go away. All right, and then... Oh, I'm sorry, we missed Amy's. Amy said that I consider your episode recording immediately after the election to be one of your best. So raw, I believe that was the title. Yes, it was. I know it was on the darker side, the raw emotions, particularly how everyone was so open about their fears. I had not interacted with anyone besides my husband prior to listening, and it was comforting to hear others so deeply upset. I had wondered if I was just being overly emotional. I don't feel alone anymore. Others were feeling the same way that I was. Oh, man, this was my other reject opening. This just reminded me that I was going to say, welcome to the broadcast. We, too, will be happy to talk about our ties to Russia under oath. But
That's good. You should have just saved that for another.
Nah, it's another okay. It was copying.
The Russia conversation is not going away anytime soon. That's going to be a current joke for a while.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
True.
All right, let's get to do episodes 5. Let's do emails 5 and 6, and then we'll call it a night.
Sure. Right. What is five and six?
Oh, also Joanne was born on Labor Day.
Nice.
Oh yeah, Matt says I was born on Friday, so Colin was born on Wednesday. Yeah, that's right, because Matt's February 10th. So I thought so.
Nice.
Oh, and Ed pointed out the odds of 15 people watching. And us three, so that makes 18. That means somebody in the chat has to have an extra nipple.
Yeah.
Oh, statistics.
It's not me. So.
No, not me either.
Not me. I checked last week for the show, so.
Just in case you've made it 33 years and had, not discovered the extra nipple.
Well, on Wikipedia, it does say that you can confuse it with a mole.
Oh, they are very small.
Interesting. And all right. Well, then I take it. I'm sorry for being snarky. I take it back.
Fun fact, there are more nipples on Earth than people.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. So email number 5 is from Anonymous 69 Fitbit Challenge, it's called. Read like a TV infomercial. Oh, I'm glad I got assigned this one. All right.
Those were stage directions.
Do you get home from work tired only to find out you are a few hundred steps short of your daily goal? Well, don't beat yourself up. Beat yourself off. Fitbit will turn those strokes into steps. Just put your Fitbit on your favorite wrist and stroke your goals away.
I think so.
Small print disclaimer, this has not yet been tested on women. End infomercial. End scene.
I have to say, don't beat yourself up might have to be the episode.
Don't beat yourself up. Beat yourself up. That is beautiful writing. I love it.
Goals away.
I recently bought a Fitbit to track my physical activity and noticed I gained a few hundred steps after masturbating.
No.
My challenge goes out to anyone with a Fitbit or similar wristband activity tracker to see how many steps you can get from just masturbation alone. My personal goal is 600 steps. What is yours? Would also like to know if this works for women too. Anonymous, good old anonymous 69.
Oh my God. Shandy? Putting out the call.
I don't think I'd get any steps.
Oh, you don't, do you have a Fitbit?
I don't have Fitbit, but I'm not sure how this would produce like very many steps.
Well, right. I think it's the motion of women. The wrist that yeah. might pick up like, you know.
No, there's not a lot going on in the wrist here.
You
just
still
move. Sometimes less is more.
All right, fair enough.
And now it just kind of
like, we're all mocking different masturbations yeah. on here.
Or trying to do some Thriller dance.
It's the broadcast. Stroke your goals away. There we go. See, we have something to add to the song now.
Nice.
Good times. Good times. Sorry.
I can't tell if Ed is being funny or creepy.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, let's. Ed, what are your feelings on the friend zone? Help Shandy decide. Here.
Oh, I don't need help decide. Oh, help deciding if he's being funny. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting anyway. Fact by JP. Biologically, the space between your earlobes and your nipples is exactly the same. No way. So you have to line up?
Wait.
No.
You mean
no.
from like my right
no.
earlobe to my right nipple is so, the same as my
so
left
like,
earlobe
go down,
to my left nipple.
Right? They should line up then. Oh, weird.
Huh.
I'm a little weirded out right now. Is that true?
I don't know.
Ed said, I think Ed has answered the question. He's trying to be funny. I only live 45 minutes away from Shandy.
Which I took that differently than you took that.
Okay. I'm putting out a call for a new broadcast segment, okay? And that's going to be funny or creepy. No, I'm just kidding. I want to know random facts.
Actually,
like-
no.
Random.
I'm all for that.
Okay. All right. Two new segments.
Funny or creepy.
Funny or creepy. So submit your best. The broadcast players will play it to Shandy. And we will.
And I'll make a ruling?
If it's funny or creepy.
Shandy will be like our Judge Judy. She'll decide.
Oh, my God. Yes. Please.
She'll render a verdict.
The broadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. But I guess if you're going to do that, yeah, you could put it in your own voices too. But if you want the broadcast players to represent it, email us because I love this idea. See, I had good ideas 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you did. You both have
good ideas every week.
If anybody can send us some fun random facts like that, I think we should kind of like try to test it out, sort of like how we just all tried to line our nipples up with their ears. So if there's any weird fun facts on the- let's make that a thing too.
Wait, but did we figure out what was
well? Actually, about? Okay. Let me try to measure my own by using this. So, okay.
Let's see how this is going to work.
Okay. All right. It actually does line up because I am. No, that's too far to the side. This bralette is not right.
It's the bottom of your earlobe,
okay,
right?
Here's my nipple. Okay.
Right. I thought it was like this way and this way.
I found my
nipple. It's this way and this way?
Oh, yeah. That makes so much more sense. No, but that doesn't, that's not true.
Okay, this is great.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a ruler, so I can't confirm or deny.
Actually.
Okay.
Right?
Ed says, if I set up my donation, will Amanda send me that blue shirt?
No, it's brand new. Daniel bought it for me. Although it depends. I have a lot of Ed bills to pay.
Okay. Also, he said, I just checked mine that his nipples don't line up. So apparently that is false on the internet. But yes, oh my God, please send us all of those fun, weird facts and we'll try to get through them. Because I feel like that is a fun summer thing to do.
Absolutely. Or just year long. Yeah. Like whenever we have stuff, I feel like that could just be fun all the time.
All the time. All right. Let's get to one more email and then we could start to head out of here at a fairly reasonable hour again. Goodness. Is that me?
I don't think that one was assigned.
Okay. I'll do it then. Also, sorry, just to follow up on Anonymous 69, who I owe a shirt. So if you're listening, please send me your shirt size. Or if you don't want a shirt, I'll send you a keychain or a beer mug or whatever the fuck you want. Just let me know. Something with our logo on it. Yes, let him know because we're all curious. Can you add to your Fitbit stacks with your strokes? All right. And this is a follow-up to that Mixed Signals email that we talked about from, I don't know, like 20 minutes ago. And this was a friends with benefits situation with a woman who was getting a divorce, but not only seeing him for the benefits, she ended up starting something with another guy and telling him she only wanted to be friends shortly after sending him a topless picture. At the same time, he got rejected from another woman. So this was, we had talked about this, you know, back in the recap. He was overall feeling rejected and wanted to remind people to think about other people's feelings. All right. Since the last email, very little has changed with myself and the girl in Oregon. Sorry. Oh my God. Remember that? That
was Oregon.
That's
Oregon.
A throwback.
Yeah. It just came.
She stopped talking to me for 4 months and I was freaking out a little because she would ignore all my texts. She eventually texted me to say that she had been in a reflection period and that she had to be honest with me and our relationship. She basically said she had to remove a lot of things from her life that were holding her back from being the happiest she could be after getting her divorce. And it was difficult for her to reach her goals with me being as dependent and fixated on her as I was. She was my rock and the only person I could depend on when I was in times of emotional distress and needed someone. She still wants to be my friend and have open communication, but she said she can't be what I want her to be. I need to find my rock from within if I want to reach inner peace. I have been having difficulty coming to grasp with the whole thing, and I don't really have anywhere to turn or anyone to talk to. My family doesn't communicate with me, and my friends are pretty shitty and never seem to be there when I need them. I've been hitting the gym a lot more, 2 or 3 times a day, and meditating when I can. Oh, we talked about meditating too. Remember that?
Oh, right.
About that. The things that trigger you, or trigger memories. Trigger you is probably a bad thing to poor choice of words. I would say that it does help, and I do feel better more often than before. But I still wish that I had my friend when I really needed someone. So, thoughts.
Well, I think that you might have to take a while, like whatever that while turns out to be, if it's like 6 months or like a year, and maybe not be friends with her for a while now, because it sounds like she really can't give you what you want. And yeah. I don't know. It's painful to like.
Yeah, it sounds like he accepts it. That's not the issue is he just misses his friend.
Yeah, which sucks and is really hard. And I think that maybe to help with that, like just not really having any interactions with her for a while might be best, and like work on yourself, which he's doing, and try to meet new people.
Yeah, I think that's what I keep clinging to, the lack of a support system.
Yeah.
It's like we can't get through life without people to lean on. And it just makes me so sad that, everyone in their life is not really stepping up to the plate.
Yeah. Can you see a therapist or somebody just to talk it out? Because sometimes, you know, just that release of telling somebody, I guess, kind of sometimes, at least for me, that makes things feel better. And I don't remember if this was in the other email or not, because I know we did talk about like depression and anxiety and all that back then. But have you thought about taking something maybe that can help you? Like I've talked about, you know, this. On our New Year's episode, I had a really, really rough year last year, and I thought I was handling it pretty well. And then in the end of February, something happened at work and it kind of just like triggered me, and I cried like uncontrollably as a result of that. And then I cried for the whole week. I was sleeping a lot when I came home from work. The episode here where I got sick early, I think that was, I was during that time and I did feel sick. That wasn't a lie, but like I had definitely had some mental shit going on at that point too. And I ended up in the middle of March starting on the generic form of Zoloft. And other than the, I did make me gain weight, but other than that, I have to say it's really nice to not constantly feel like everything is hopeless. And I used to control that kind of stuff, like the anxiety and depression, with exercise and diet or whatever. But this time it was just, I mean, since Zach was born, my exercise and diet is like totally off. And it was like, it was a bad couple of weeks. Like my mom came down. My mom was here because Jay and her, you know, they ended up like consulting on the phone, like, you know, what's going on. And, you know, he was like, maybe you should come down. Like, she's definitely struggling. And it was, I mean, it was a rough couple of weeks, but I have to say that I feel a lot better, you know, doing something. And I went back, I had stopped seeing my therapist for a little while we were moving, because it was just such a crazy time and I had like no time. So I went back to her and like kind of got myself back on track after a couple of weeks. But, you know, and it was hard for me. The thing that was tough for me was admitting that I couldn't control that on my own anymore. Like that was like, I came back from the doctor and she was like, okay, well, I'm going to send this to Walgreens for you. Just, you know, go pick it up. And I got back and my sense was that Jay was relieved that there was a possible solution, but I just sat there at my desk at work and like cried. I was like, does this mean I'm not normal? Like I finally have, you know, I've always been able to control everything, so to speak. And I wasn't able, you know, I just couldn't, like, you know, I just couldn't feel better this time. So I would say that I guess little chemical help was kind of what has helped me a lot now. And I sometimes stop and think like, man, I remember that feeling of always feeling like the world was on my shoulders and I wanted to cry all the time. But like, it feels really good to be able to have somebody make a joke to me and I don't have to take it like personally, like I can laugh at it back without, you know, like I have this need sometimes where I have to, like, if I don't like the way a joke is, like if I, you know, I have to correct somebody or be like, no, and kind of be like a party pooper. So it's kind of nice to feel more like myself again. Anyway, I don't know. So that's my, it's up to you. Every situation is different, but, you're not alone if you do choose to go that route.
Yeah. Well, and I would even, go, yeah, therapy is great. You know, I've also been on various medications at different points in my adult life, and a lot of it is just a matter of sometimes, yeah, it's just it's like restarting a computer. It's like you have gotten so ahead of yourself that you can't work to the root problem, and medication helps you get back to neutral so you can work on it. I would also say that just finding activities. For a while, I was doing like an intramural soccer team here in the city. And while I joined with a lot of friends, just because I'm way too shy to do anything by myself, there was a lot of people who joined our team that were, you know, expats. Like we had a guy from London that was on our team just because he moved to the city and he didn't have any friends and he wanted to make friends. We had a guy from Germany, same thing. And like, we all became friends and they stayed our friends. Like we're still, you know, neither one still live in the city, but like we still keep in touch. I think finding activities like that and just a way to kind of get out there and meet an already established group that shares your interests, I think is also how you kind of build a support system.
Yeah. And then in the chat, our emailer said, therapy hasn't helped and I'm afraid of becoming dependent on medication and having to live, to have them to live. And I think, you know, like Amanda said, she's been on and off it through her adult life. So I don't think
that's something. I've been off. I was on Clonopin for a while. And then I was also on, a low dose of not Zoloft, but it's an anti-anxiety, anti-depressive. And I can't think of what it's called. And I was on it for maybe 6 months, and then I weaned myself off. And
the generic, it's sertraline or something? Sertraline?
No, it's...
I don't know.
Lexapro.
Oh, okay.
It was Lexapro. I was on a low dosage of Lexapro for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And then we weaned. I didn't do it myself. My psychiatrist and I weaned off, and I haven't been on any kind of medication for...
Yeah.
Five years now. I was not going to a therapist for a long time. I'm back seeing a therapist. I haven't gone back the medication route. I don't particularly want to.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it's nice to know that it is there if you just need more help than just you and your therapist can do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You certainly don't need them to live, because that's why you also continue to go to the therapist, to work through the root cause of why you're on the medication so you can get off it. You know, if your psychiatrist or a therapist is worth their salt, they want you to get off it as quickly as possible too.
Yeah. I got put on that though, because my gyno is the one that prescribed it to me. And she was like, if you ever get pregnant again, this is the best one for pregnancy and breastfeeding. So that's all I know is how I ended up on it.
So. That's really interesting.
Yeah. No, good times. Ed said, my daughter has mental illness, so I have been through the med process, and for her to remain healthy, the meds is what she needs. Oh, I'm sorry. And Matt said, it's perfectly normal feeling. I felt that way. I see it like a diabetic needing insulin. Needing meds isn't a weakness.
That is a great comparison. That is a really great analogy.
It is. And I struggled with that a lot. And, you know, I did a lot of reading about just what it essentially does. And, you know, it just, I guess the one I have is just, the serotonin levels in my brain sometimes have trouble. And I always kind of, now you look back, like there have been times when I was crazier and like it acted up more. And I always used to say to Jay, or he used to say to me, like, you got to start working out more, because like you are more stable when you have that, like, endorphins kind of. And, you know, that's what exercising kind of does, is give you that.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So, and I exercised a lot too. So I think for going the hours a day I used to exercise before Zach was born, even when I was pregnant, to, you know, I don't think my body ever got, I mean, whatever. That's a whole nother story.
Hours. How do you find hours, plural, in the day to work out?
Because Jay,
I don't have kids, and I don't have hours to work out.
Because Jay used to work until like 10 o'clock at night. So I would leave work at 5. And I'd work out until like 7. I liked doing it.
That's awesome.
I liked doing it. It was fun.
That's fair.
So, all right. I think that's a good place to put a pin in it for this week. We're at a reasonable length right now. We're under 140, guys. That's the goal. So thank you guys, everybody in the chat that came out to party with us tonight. And thank you to everybody that's listened to us for a year. If you have any more favorite moments or favorite episodes or whatever, please let us know. It'll help with that trip down memory lane, especially for, you know, any kind of clip shows or whatever that I might be planning on trying to do. You can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 331-BROADS3. That's 331-276-2373. At this time, we would like to thank the patrons, especially three special patrons out there, and that would be Eckhart, Pack, and Molly the Millennial. Thank you guys so much, and all the patrons. If you would like to help contribute to Shandy's Coming to Raleigh Fund next year, and Amanda's Therapy Fund, see, look, I'm staying on point. You can become a patron as well, or you can pledge to sponsor us at, you know, anywhere from $1 a month to a gazillion dollars a month. Whatever you would like to do, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. And now, if you look, Patreon has come up with a subscribe button. It's probably been around for like a year, and I, you know, only just discovered it yesterday. But you can go to the show notes. There's a become a patron link in the show notes now. You can also, on janejack.com, it's big red button that says become a patron. There's also like their little button that I put on there now. So, you could do that. If you would like to help us out by shopping through Amazon, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon and bookmark that. It's just doing your shopping through our referral link. I think that I've got everything today. We're going to have, we need some more topics and stuff for a summer schedule. But, you know, when I looked at it and wrote it all out, I think we're going to have a lot of stuff to fill up the time. I am in London the end of this month. Shandy is gone for 3 weeks in July, and I am gone for a week at Comic-Con. So we're going to have some fun stuff to fill the void.
I'm going nowhere. I'm going into Ohio for a long weekend in August.
Oh boy, that sounds fun. So anyway, yeah, we're gonna try to come up with stuff like that. I feel like the show just kind of everybody sort of hit a wall here. But Ed says, "Amanda, thanks for looking so cute."
You're welcome.
I did want to say, actually, JP said, thank you, broadcasters, for your great episodes and for more to come. Yay. And I just want to say thank all of you for listening. Yep. And thank you especially to Colleen for having this project in the first place, because it's brought me Yay. In my life so much. And I'm so excited. I can't believe it's been a year of this. It's been like in the say this is the most significant project I've done. So thank you, Colleen.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you guys for putting up with me and my crazy antics, from accidentally getting drunk to purposely getting drunk to...
It's been a wonderful, yeah.
You're speaking
wonderful
right.
Addition to my routine. I look forward to it every week to see what kind of Colleen I'm getting.
Yay! You know, to having me be a lot more stabled out the last few months. It's been great, guys. Yes, so thanks everybody for a great year. Fuck you, Matt. Want to add one more for your tally there?
And I guess next time that we record the tribe, you'll have to get in a fuck you, Matt, also.
Yes, I will do my best. Yeah. Happy birthday to the one and only Jazanna, my very first nickname for her, because I'm so mature. And yeah, apologies to the health benefits of alcohol, but maybe we'll get to you in our second year.
Maybe we'll get to you at our 2-year anniversary.
There we go. But yeah, everybody, tell a friend about us. Let's do a broadcast referral project.
Yeah, tell a friend, write us a review, and
yeah.
Just do both of those things.
In lieu of birthday presents, you can leave us a review on iTunes and donate to Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Also, you know, there was a question way up there that we totally forgot to mention, and it was like, let's see, where was it? It's going on. This is taking forever to find it. oh no. Now we're going to be 2 hours long. It was something like, how does it feel to outlast the Married Man show or something like that?
Yes. How does it feel to be so superior that you forced the Married Man show to leave and rebrand?
To rebrand. That? That was pretty good.
They have like double the amount of listeners, downloads that we have, so I don't know why they needed to rebrand.
But well, change is good for the soul, I guess.
That's very true. That's very true, but we are persisting. We are Wonder Woman. Oh, yes, everybody watch that. We're going to talk about Wonder Woman next week.
Oh, crap, I better get on that.
You better
then.
Get on that. Wonder Woman next week, and then in 2 weeks from now, we'll talk about Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, dude, I am loving it. I can't wait to talk about that one. Yes. I'm very excited.
So we are probably going to record that episode the week before I go to London. So it would be the weekend of the 24th or 25th of June. So mark that on your calendars. We'll release that while I'm gone. So you'll have, so the series finished tonight. So you should have 2 full weeks to watch it and get your feedback in and read the book if you want to. I know that's a long list of homework. You don't have to do all that stuff, but
you can pick one thing.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. On that note, guys. All right. See ya. Peace. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Woo. Yes.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Well, I thought I stopped it. And it's not stopping.
Surprise. Next episode. Let's keep going. Episode 201 starts now.
No, seriously. Why did it stop recording? All right. Well, on that note, standing applause. Yes.
Standing applause.
All right. On that note, I am going to just hang up. I'll see you broads in the chat. Encore! Encore!
Encore!
Funny or creepy? All right. Bye.